Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello and welcome back to Mission Accepted. Woohoo! Another year. Here we are. Let's go. Look, if you haven't noticed, and you may or may not have yet, but you're pretty dedicated. You guys are like, and I know there's podcast hosts on this show today, but I got to say, you're the best podcast audience ever because you're very active and we so support that. But look, you guys are, you're not only supportive, you're not only active, you're not only cheering it on, you are freaking out about the new, you know, podcast thumbnail. Thank you. Because we've always been mission accepted, talking to people taking a mission. It's got a bit of a James Bond edge. So we've just made that a little bit more obvious because there's a lot of risk that people take, right? A lot of risk that you don't see. You don't see that behind, you know, behind the curtain. Anyways, but you guys are so coachable. Honestly, you're so coachable. As an audience, you take the information in, you share it, you adapt it, you learn it. And so why would we not kick off this incredible new year with some very, very incredible people that are experts in their field? And we are having a group show today. And guess what? It's girl power today. Lots of ladies changing lives. And we are going to introduce you to some incredible people. So let me do that. If you are listening, because you're doing the audio thing, yay you. But for those that are watching, so you listeners, come back and watch. When I introduce these incredible coaches and trainers and mentors, I'm going to get them just to put their hand up once. So you kind of have an idea who's who that we're talking about. So Rachel Collins, if you want to just put your hand up. So she is a mindful productivity coach. Okay. And then we have Carol Patrizzi, who is the accountability coach. We have Rhonda Travers, who is in leadership development. She's a leader development trainer. And we have Lori McDowell. She is a reinvention coach. So I'm super excited to hear about that. He needs to reinvent themselves as we go into a new year. So ladies, and just so our audience and those that extend from that audience get a chance to know a little bit more about you, if you can just tell us kind of where you're from and what kind of coaching. You know, so what is mindful meaning? What does accountability mean? If you can kind of give us the, you know, the Coles notes on that, that would be fantastic. Rachel, why don't we start with you?
Yes. So I'm based out of Calgary, Alberta, very cold here today. And in terms of the mindful productivity, it's really helping people clarify their top priorities based on their long-term visioning and based on their values. And so it's getting really clear about what matters to you, why it matters, and then how to move the dial forward on that.
Awesome. Great January information to have. And then we're going to go right into, once you know that, you better be. Hello, Carol. Explain.
Hello, Carol Patrizzi. I'm in Houston, Texas, and all over the world, but in Houston, Texas, physically. Accountability, just as Deb said, I found 20 years ago, you can know a lot, you can learn a lot, but if you don't become accountable for what it is you need to do and what you want to be and all the things, it's not going to happen. So I love it.
All right. And Lori, please share.
Sure. I am Lori McDowell, and I am also outside of Houston, Texas. So Carol, we'll have to get together. And I am a reinvention coach. And really what I help people do is reinvent their life so that they're living a life that's full of joy and fulfillment and happiness. So I help them come from wherever they are and reinvent their life. Sometimes it requires an outside change, but most often it's an inside change where you really find out what your true values are and then how do you live the life that's full of purpose.
Right on. Very well. And Rhonda.
Hello, I'm Rhonda Travers, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, heart of Midwest, and it is very chilly here as well at the time of this recording. I'm a leadership development trainer, so I really focus on the managers, leaders, individuals to really understand how do you engage others? How do you lead others? How do you inspire others so that it's creating success for them? It's a win-win situation. Not only you're empowering your team, but you're also empowering yourself because you're working together towards a goal.
Right on. So great. I love that we are bringing it together. And we're also, you know, as time goes on in the world of coaching, training, and mentoring, if you look at the repertoire, I mean, really, it expands. The one thing that I love about being in business for a few days back to back now is that as you move through your business, as you move through your life, you may need to hire a coach or what I call an expert in a specific area for a specific time. I always like to try to highlight because I think coaching really branched out of counseling. You know, people did counseling, they went to counseling. There's nothing wrong with it. People ask me many times, how have you stayed in business this long? I'm like, coaching, counseling, therapists, and experts. I mean, really, there's, you know, it's an interesting party. But, and so then people have this idea that it's, they're signing up for, you know, the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years of their life. Now, possible. And I think that we should always be surrounded by someone that's giving us a life of betterment. I think that's the interesting thing about coaching is that when you decide to be a coach, I mean, truly, I think kind of you sign up for being a servant leader because you're leading. But I think the best coaches are always staying in that place of learning, teaching, learning, teaching, because you can't get stale in this industry. If you get stale, you'll see it. You'll see it in your clients. You'll see it in your lack of clients. There's always that need to have to walk our walk, you know, and then talk our talk. That's, you know, so it's an interesting, you know, it's like you step into this world and then you are also forced yourself to go through personal development as well. It's really interesting. But what I want to say about that is that there's so many different people that do so many different things, that it's, you know, really beautiful as an industry and a sector to come together and recognize that. So there's many times that I work with someone, let's say in media, but honestly, they can't get their stuff done. So we'll go talk to someone who talks about accountability, because really there is this great weave that can happen in sectors now that have been unlike before. And I think specifically this one. So let's talk a little bit about, because many times people decide, like, why would you decide to take that on? So what was it that made you decide specifically in this sector? Like what made this your jam? You know, like you get up in the morning and you're excited about this. Rachel, let's go to you.
Yeah. I love what you said about, you know, just always keeping your skills fresh and learning, because really, that's what started me on this journey. I learned a lot of stuff the hard way. And I wanted to be able to share that, right? Not everybody has to learn everything the hard way. And so to take, you know, what I've learned, share that with others, really create a feeling that you're not in it alone, and be able to have support and community in doing things that you love. And so it really started for me having all of my passion projects on the go and balancing that with a very busy lifestyle and a full-time job. And I said, if I can do this and I can help others to do this as well, like there's power in the community and we can really do things that are wonderful for this world.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. And Carol.
Gosh, I agree with everything you just said. And as Deb mentioned, this is an interesting party, coaching and mentoring, and it does all stem from counseling. And I myself, at a young age, over 20, well, pretty young, over 20 years ago, got involved in personal development and coaching and mentorship. And it became, for me, I felt accountable to pass that forward and to share that forward. And although we are all in the same industry, if you will, it's like when you go to the doctor, how many different types of doctors are there? And you might need to, like Deb said, you might need to see a specialist in any area to bring it all together. And especially as women, you know, it's a women group here today, we have become a group of people that want to help one another grow in every area specifically. So I felt not just joy being involved and receiving, as Deb said, it is a learning and sh teaching, learning and teaching. We never stop in order to share the best we have. And it's a responsibility, and I feel accountable to share the information.
Right on. Thank you so much. I love the doctor analogy. I love that, right? I love that. That's so important because, myself included, there's been times where I have seen different people, even at the same time, right? Whether I'm going for some financial expertise, maybe I'm going, like to reach out and learn different things. It doesn't have to be, one after another after another. You can do it at the same time. And a lot of coaches have a lot of experience in different areas, and they can bring it together for the most part, because we've dealt with so many different things. But coaches that have that jam that really, like, this is their sweet spot, and then, to adapt into, it's like having someone walk into a wellness center, right? And they can go to all the different modalities. Most practitioners know a lot about each other's modality, but when you really need to get that expert, and then it moves like this. Yeah, absolutely. And Lori, for yourself.
I was forced into a transition. I'm a chemical engineer by degree, and I worked in corporate America for over 30 years, and I was forced to reinvent myself at a point, and I wanted to learn a lot, so I actually studied people who had had horrible things happen to themselves and reinvented themselves into amazing, basically came back from the trauma and did something so much more. And I was so inspired by that. I actually wrote a book about it, and I started studying more and more so I could help other people because and it's so true what we said about learning. I mean, I learn, I have so many coaches, and I learn and I adapt and I learn and I adapt. And it's just so many people like live these mediocre lives where they don't believe there's anything better. And I just wanted to learn as much as I could to help people show that there's always something better and you can always improve and always create a better life and a better you by just by, learning more and more on personal growth and personal development.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, Rhonda, tell us, what made you decide to get in and help these leaders become, I don't know, be able to breathe, be more empowering? What was it for you?
Well, like Lori, I had a 30-year corporate career, and actually an internal audit, risk management, and compliance. So I'm a recovering auditor. But the common theme throughout my career is I was passionate about coaching, training, and developing not only my personnel teams and the professionals throughout that time period, but then also at the team level, at the department. And so I loved working with the employees on reaching their career goals and getting that next promotion and learning and really being thriving in our environment. And I knew that when I launched my business, that's what I wanted to do, is I want to work with other organizations and their leaders and owners of how to create a thriving, successful culture for their employees and their teams. And we are all leaders. And so I love being around these women because you're working on how to work within yourself. And then as a leader, how then can you communicate and connect and create collaboration and a culture where everyone else thrives around you as a leader?
So interesting. I'm sure you're all going to be chatting with each other later. So one of the things that a lot of coaches do, and many of us here have books or parts of books or what have you that we're in, and in the show notes we'll have all your information, and people can be, you can share them as assets as well. But has there been a book that's inspired you? Has there been a book that inspired you? Many times it goes together. Maybe not. Maybe it was, the children's encyclopedia that my mom bought from the guy that came knocking on the door that, made me fall in love with books. But has there been a book that has made an impact on you in relationship to other personal development or business development? Rhonda? Or yeah, Rhonda.
Well, the book that made an impact on me is The Go-Giver. The Go-Giver by Bob Berg and John David Mann. Because it's a fable, but it's around the principles that really align and cultivate what I have lived all my life, is understanding your value, understanding that it's more than just you. You make an impact on others. How can you connect and help and make an impact on others, that influence piece of it, of being a leader in your role in your life. And then also just, you know, understanding, you know, your worth and what you can give and being authentic around that. I'm big around authentic.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Rachel.
Yeah, so a fabulous read. This book, Effortless, by Greg McKeown, and it's kind of taking a minimalist approach to how you organize your time and what you put your energy into. And so I just love, there's just so many great takeaways from it, but one of it is really kind of reframing. You know, if things are really difficult, things are really challenging, instead of kind of focusing on that, ask yourself, how can I make this easier? And so he has tons of little tips like that that are really practical, applicable, and, you know, it's just shift the energy in terms of what's the art of the possible. So I love it. Fabulous read.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Carol.
I have three, but I know you tell me just I only get to share one. Deb is so good and strict with me because I can get excited. But the thing about it is actually it's a book within the Bible, and it's the Old Testament, and it's of Nehemiah. And I cannot recommend that enough as leadership and personal change and taking risk and to do something that's so much bigger than oneself. It's rebuilding a people and a gathering of people and then a protection, you know, because once you build something, then it's about how to protect it on the back end. And it's really, you know, it's how to do that, when to reach out, when to pray, when to be quiet, when to inspire. I cannot recommend that enough. And of the three, I'm going to go with that as number one.
All right. No, it's great, right? And it's interesting what we pull every, and we know when we read a book and then we read a book again. There was one book that I read 10 times and I was like, okay, I think I got it. But, you know, because when you read it at a different time in your life, you pull different principles. And for yourself, Lori, what is a book that you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, a book that really inspired me is called Hello Fears by Michelle Poehler. And this book, you know, I read the book at a time while I was still in corporate America. And it really, I don't think I'd be where I was today had I not read that book, because it just helped me find the courage to, you know, to do something different, to jump in with 2 feet and just really face everything. And I recommend it to everyone, particularly to younger women, you know, teenagers, women in their 20s. It's an amazing book to help them realize that they can do whatever they want. And it gives amazing tips on how to change your life and how to face things that are holding you back in your fears. So it's one of my favorites.
It's so great, right? I mean, I find words on paper, and I don't know about you, but I love books. Like, I'm just hitting a stack of books. I love books. I love opening. I love underlining. I actually can't lend my books out because I actually write personal notes on them and I put names. You know what I mean? Like, I don't write incognito so that when I'm passing this book to someone else, but there's been books that I've passed to people that I've gone and I've scratched things out. I dog ear. I take them with me. I'm planning to go to New York next week for a book, for our book launch, 2 book launches. And I've already put a book, you know, put Kathy Bushnell's book on top so I can read it on the plane. Like, that's my favorite time to read, is when I travel. But I would have to say one of the books that I love, because, you know, we're big top performance people over here as well. And Malcolm Gladwell, The Turning Point. You know, it's like when you, because, you know, look at, you're not just coaches, you're entrepreneurs. And look at, our audience is full of people that are by nature entrepreneurial, or they're sitting on the edge waiting for someone to go and bust them in, you know, push them off the diving board into the pool. And it's really like, when you do something long enough, when you work at something long enough, the tipping point will fall in your favor, right? And so, as someone who has had, you know, a little bit of life of endurance, when have you decided to be an entrepreneur? Surprise! That's what's under your Christmas tree next year. You know, little box of endurance. Oh my goodness. And talking about endurance, let's talk about something here. So we talked about really mission accepted people taking the mission. Let's share, like, if we can share something that was risky for you, that you felt risky, that coming into this world of being a coach, but for the most part, unless you're working for a corporation, which I think you're all independent, there's a risk that happens. So Can you share with us a moment that you felt this was risky or this was something that you had to overcome? And Rachel, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, I feel like it was really kind of stepping into my own power and using my voice. I was really comfortable being an employee, working behind the scenes, making things happen. But to put yourself out there, right? And to put yourself out there with something you really care about and really believe in, and to do it in a public way, that's a leap of faith. Right. And so I'm fairly new in this journey, but I feel like it's just kind of like a huge leap opening up possibilities. And at the same time, you don't know how people are going to react to you. And you can't control that. Right. And so it's getting really comfortable with saying, I have something to say. I'm going to use my voice. This matters to me. And the people that, want or need this message will find each other.
Right on. Okay, Carol, risk. What was the risk that you needed to do, or hey, still need to do? Who knows?
Yeah, I think every day I try to, there's
Yeah.
usually a risk. It's something that's happening.
Yeah.
Right? It was a risk. I decided to, after I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, and I decided just to become a consultant in the businesses I had started before. And it was a risk, sharing, delegating, passing on that leadership, if you will, and then beginning a new business in an area that I had not done, creating a new business, and rather than step back, work less, the risk was allowing myself, and I appreciate what you said, Rachel, sharing my voice. I'm not big on people complaining. I'm big on if you complain, what is it and what can you do to make a difference there? Don't spend energy there. Let's create something better. And it was a risk sharing my voice, and it continues to be for all of us every day. It was a risk, you got to invest some time and money that, let's face it, we all have a lot of places we can put our time and our money. And it was a risk to start over again in a new area. And it's been incredible because it's fun. It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit fun. And again, we're all here, every one of us. We love learning, but we all know if we don't share and or teach and or move forward, we didn't invest our time to learn well. Anyway,
Right.
it's the risk is fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Lori, a time that you felt like you had to take a risk.
Right. Yeah. Well, I feel like, well, my whole career as an entrepreneur has been a risk, but I think the biggest risk really was the first time I decided to invest in a big ticket coaching program for my business before I had any income. And I just had to trust that I'm going to do this and I'm going to be successful and I'm going to spend this money and get it back. And it was so scary because, in corporate America, you really didn't invest in yourself. Your company invested in you. And this was the first time I had spent that much money on something for myself with no guarantee of getting anything back. And that was it was terrifying, but it was also fulfilling because I felt like I really committed to me and I committed to the business. So risky and exciting.
Well, I think that's what it is when you take a risk, right? I mean, you can do this, and many of us do, but I love what you said about because everyone goes through that getting it back because by nature we have been wired around instant return. Like I buy this, you get this. I order something online, it comes in a week. If it doesn't come in a week, we start to get like annoyed, right? But that's not how this is, right? I've invested in things that it's the long game. Media is the instant long game. I sit across from people every day where they're like, well, I'm like, you got to understand that media is the long game, but risk it is and reward it does, I believe. And Rhonda.
The common thread here amongst everyone here on the call is the same. The risk is having your voice. My risk was actually when I launched my business, because I knew I wanted to launch my business and I kept going back and forth on someday, 5 years. And I decided to launch in the summer of 2021 when we were still navigating through not being quite out there again socially, working through The COVID and what's happening in our community and our environment. So that was risk number one, is just deciding to launch my business and leave corporate in that space. And then identifying with the growth and the evolution of my business over the past 4 years of how to elevate it to make a bigger impact in this world with my mission. And going from regional and people knowing me at the regional level, those first 2 years of how I served my clients, to elevate it to an international level and all the things. And like Rachel said, having that voice, your voice out there, now you're vulnerable. Now more people are hearing, and, you know, how does that align? And it goes back to, you never know what's going to resonate with others. You never know what you say, what you write, what you publish is going to resonate. And the fact that it makes an impact is all that much more exciting, as well as riskier, but rewarding.
Right on. Well, look, you know, a lot of us that are coaches, we do things for people in their business. Like if we're coaching someone that's in business, like, you know, many of you probably like ourselves over here, we coach entrepreneurs, but we also coach people that are, you know, we also do other coaching, but predominantly when people come to us, they want betterment of some kind, whatever they're looking for, more time or more leadership, they're looking for betterment. And that trickles into two areas. It trickles into their business betterment and it trickles into their business betterment, right? So you too, I imagine, have goals for the reason why you decided to be coaches, right? Or you have a sense of betterment for your life, or you want betterment for your life. You know, sometimes it falls in the bucket of more time and sometimes more money. But when you go through that, it's like, share with us. I think there's a lot of power, and I think you'll all agree because you coach people. So people talk to you and they tell you, and there's a lot of power when someone takes it from an inside to, you know, cutting it out of a magazine and putting it on a treasure map and then talking it into existence. And the next step from talking those dreams into existence is actually talking it out loud, right? So you've all managed to talk your businesses out loud, but is there something, because, you know, I think it's important to share with the audience about the risk of our just being who you are, doing what you do, showing up here, getting ready, being on the show, because we all have a sense of what having a business and being an entrepreneur may bring to us. So if we could just kind of go around the room, what is something that is still on your business treasure map or vision board, whatever you want to call it? Maybe you've never done one physically, but you've got one in your mind, or your personal, because let's face it, we are by nature solopreneurs, right? Like you said, there's no corporate, you know, paying that bill for you anymore. So let's go over here, Rhonda. Something that you are hoping being an entrepreneur, either you're is going to, you know, what's one of your goals, or what's one of your dreams that this business brings you personally or business wise?
Well, my mission is always to make a positive impact to others, and you know, how have I helped somebody? How is that adding value to where they're wanting to be? Finding that common ground for that. And so to know that I've made an impact is so important to me, and broadening my message. So one of my bigger goals with my business is to be a TEDx speaker, to be able to deliver a message that's going to create impact, a positive impact that's going to help the community that others serve in thrive because of their leadership. That's truly what I want to do. And then personally, you know, on my bucket list, my husband and I going to Greece and Italy. So nice. And being able to have with the rewards from being an entrepreneur and being a business owner and following my passion and my purpose to have that serve me both in my professional life as well.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. And Lori.
Sure. So one of my missions or one of my beliefs is that the world should be a more joyful place. We need more joy. We need more purpose, and we need more impact. And I want to make an impact by really bringing more joy and more adventure to people's lives. So one of the things that I want to do with my business, and I'm planning to do it this fall, is to host a business retreat that's part adventure, part personal development. And I'm going to actually include scuba diving as kind of a mindset retreat. So I'm planning for those, and I'm really excited about it. I think it'll give people back their sense of joy and their sense of purpose and help them make a bigger impact. So that's something business-wise I'm really excited for and haven't done it yet, but I'm planning for it. So it's something I've always dreamed about. Personally, I have a lot of bucket list items. I have a little bucket list box, but one of the things that I've put on my bucket list is to do like a stand-up comedy at an open mic night or something like that. I've always thought it would be fun and I love joy, so hopefully I can make people laugh and smile more. So someday I'm going to do it. It terrifies me, but it's exciting and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. That's amazing. I love this question because it also gives our audience insight, right? Like you're human and it brings some humanness to the party. Carol.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. And I love the scuba diving deal. I mean, unbelievable. So, first of all, I love that we all want to create a positive social impact. And on my list, I'll take a little different route. I wanted to begin publishing some of the things that I write, short, long anyway. I've had the incredible pleasure of being one of the co-authors in Deb's amazing book. Show up, stand up, speak up, 262. I mean, it's just unbelievable, this mission accepted book. And but from there, I want to share more people's stories, not just share mine. And I hope to and plan to, you can call me up on my accountability of this, to get a book out similar to this book that she has been so incredible, generous to all of us. Trust me. Try to get in one of those books. So good. I think some were in it, but it's really amazing. And I thought, again, learning and then teaching and sharing. So that is a huge, getting a book out there with beautiful co-authors. That's there. So I'll stick with one, that.
Awesome. That's, I love it. And big and audacious, big and audacious. It's a great way to live. Okay, Rachel.
Yes, so big and audacious. On my bucket list, I would love to become a New York Times selling best-selling author.
Right on.
Want to go big, want to get the message out there. I would also really love to kind of create a sense of community, right? Where people can come together and they can feel support, they can feel connected. And so really looking to kind of build, this both a message, right? This bigger and bolder. Through writing, but also a sense of community where people can come together. So that's on the business side. On the personal side, my son just turned 12, and so it's a really precious time where I know I don't have a lot of time left with him, right? Before he's, before you know it, 18. And so would love to do some family travel time, see Canada, like we've done international travel, but to really kind of take the time to see our country while he's that age, well, it'd be meaningful for him. And so that's on my personal bucket list. See if I can make it all the way out to the East Coast someday soon.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. Look, we are just a little over time, so I'm going to go quickly around the room. All of your information is in the show notes. And one thing, so we're big on top performance here. People are like, how do you do what you do? I'm like, well, we do what we do and we do it well. But there's a process to that. If you can do one thing really quickly, if we go around the room, like, what do you do from a top performance way for your business? Like, what's something, one thing you do in your business that helps you do it either easier, with less time, makes you more efficient, brings it to the point? Just if there's one thing that you do, and we're just gonna quickly go around the room and then we'll do a nice wrap up. So, I know, Rachel, there's lots of things that you could say, but one thing that you do that makes your business sing that you can share fairly quickly.
Yeah, I work in focus blocks. And so I really map out what I need to do and then do dedicated time blocks to get those things done.
Awesome. Thank you. And Carol?
I do what I don't want to do first.
Right on. Right on. Lori?
Yeah, I'm very similar to Carol. I do the hardest things for me during the time of day when I have the most energy. So for me, that's early in the morning. So I do the hard things early, so that I can do the things I love when I'm tired.
Right on. And Rhonda?
I do a 90-day planning so I can remember what am I trying to achieve and then or going to achieve, not try, and breaking that down into the weeks so that I can stay focused. So focus is probably the biggest piece there.
Awesome.
Well, look, wonderful audience and listeners, thank you again so much. I am sure that you have many gem drops, I call them, from today's, you know, from today's show. And please pass this show on to people that you know that to need to listen to this. And if you know a coach, I mean, I just love how this industry supports each other. And if you, our wonderful audience, want to be sitting where one of these ladies are, please reach out. There's lots of things that we have to do. You can do a great group podcast like this. You can do your own solo show if you want to take it and run with it and teach something. We also do a three-part mini series. So if you have things that are taught in chunks of time, we can do a three-part mini series. If you haven't heard by now, we have launched the Women's Channel. We'll be launching that in LA at an Oscars watching party that we are launching our television. And so if you'd like to even have your own show on our station, if you'd like to do a commercial on our station and share what you do, there's lots of places that we play with that you're able to share. And of course, by now, you all know we have about 220 speaking spots per year in the Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up arena. So if you've got a passion, if you've got a story to tell, you're not going through anything that these ladies haven't gone through and don't help people go through every day. So if you need help with something, reach out one of these ladies will help you through in terms of your coaching experience. So thank you for being such a rock star audience. Thank you for being with me today, you wonderful ladies and coaches. And until we see you again, you be well and you stay groovy.